Our scripture reading today is the 21st chapter of the prophet Isaiah, verses 1 to 17. Isaiah is continuing in the oracles of God's judgment on the wicked nations around Israel. Today we come to the big one. It's Babylon. And you get a sense of this with the opening verse, an oracle concerning the wilderness of the sea. Now, the raging sea is maybe the number one Old Testament imagery for rebellion against God, the seething evil, the restless evil that comes up in the world. And you get the importance of it, the anxiety that Isaiah and Jerusalem have over Babylon, because he sets up watchmen. Is it true, he's saying? Is the news really true? And they're cheering. Verse 2, go up, O Elam, lay siege, O Media. It was the Medo-Persians who overthrew Babylon during this time. And, of course, Isaiah is anticipating a future event. In fact, he gives great specificity of events that would happen a century later after Babylon would have destroyed Jerusalem and dragged off the people of Judah in chains into captivity. It is a great message that Babylon is fallen. Now, the 18th chapter of the book of Revelation will repeat this oracle as the song of praise, "Fallen is Babylon the Great." Now, you may know that in the book of Revelation, imagery is used of the powers of evil. There's the beast from the sea. That's the Antichrist. John's been talking about him in 1 John chapter 2. That is a future end times figure who is primarily a persecutor, but also a false Christ. John says many Antichrists, his forerunners, are in the world even today. But then there's the false prophet in Revelation. That's the second beast. And then there's the harlot Babylon. That's what Isaiah is looking at here. And the harlot Babylon represents the entire world system opposed to Christ and his gospel, and that hates Christ, crucified Christ, and will persecute his people with great ferocity. It is a great event coming that Babylon is going to fall. I think of the great theologian Augustine in North Africa in 410. He was a citizen of the Roman Empire. He received many benefits from Rome. And when Alaric and the Goths sacked Rome in 410, news was brought across the Mediterranean to Carthage, and everyone was moaning, "Rome has fallen," and they brought the news to Augustine, and he answered with these words, "Rome is evil." Now, John has said to us, do not love the world or the things in the world. They come not from the Father, but from the world. And you and I have lived most of our lives in what is really an unusual context, one where we live in a world that is okay with Christianity. Our country at one time was pro-Christian. We have been reasonably tolerant towards Christian. But you see, that's not the norm. That's not what's happening around the world. This year is probably the greatest year, almost every year these days, is for numerical persecution of Christians in the world. And if we think that that is not coming to America, we are not keeping up with the times. It is the biblical norm that the world that hated Christ will hate us in an unfair way. Jesus made that very claim. I saw this weekend that the state of California is about to pass a law requiring pastors and churches to conform to their teaching on homosexuality and to model inclusive behavior in their institutions of LGBTQ acceptance. So now we have the state of California telling the church what it must teach, contrary to the Bible, and how it must act. We can pray for our California pastors if that's passed. I think some of them are going to jail. Are we ready to go to jail? Well, the day is likely coming when we're going to have a closer spirit to that of Isaiah 21. Oh, for the day when Babylon falls. Of course, we love the world in the way that God loves the world. He loves the people in a saving way. We have a desire for the world to be blessed. But the world system is evil, and Isaiah in this passage celebrates what was to him a future event. But you see, that which it ultimately represents is to us a future event. It will happen when Jesus returns. And then that chorus in Revelation 18 will be sung by angels and by saints. Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. Hallelujah. Let's give ear then to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Isaiah 21. The oracle concerning the wilderness of the sea. As whirlwinds in the Negev sweep on, it comes from the wilderness, from a terrible land. A stern vision is told to me. The traitor betrays and the destroyer destroys. Go up, Elam. Lay siege, O Media. All the sighing she has caused I bring to an end. Therefore my loins are filled with anguish. Pangs have seized me like the pangs of a woman in labor. I am bowed down so that I cannot hear. I am dismayed so that I cannot see. My heart staggers. Horror has appalled me. The twilight I longed for has been turned for me into trembling. They prepare the table. They spread the rugs. They eat. They drink. Arise, O princes. Oil the shield. For thus the Lord said to me, go, set a watchman. Let him announce what he sees. When he sees riders, horsemen in pairs, riders on donkeys, riders on camels, let him listen diligently, very diligently. Then he who saw cried out, upon a watchtower I stand, O Lord, continually by day, and at my post I am stationed whole nights. And behold, here come riders, horsemen in pairs. And he answered, fallen, fallen is Babylon, and all the carved images of her gods he has shattered to the ground. O my threshed and winnowed one, what I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I announce to you. The oracle concerning Duma, one is calling to me from Seir, watchman, watchman, what time of the night? Watchman, what time of the night? The watchman says, morning comes and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire, come back again. The oracle concerning Arabia. In the thickets in Arabia you will lodge, O caravans of Dedanites. To the thirsty bring water, meet the fugitive with bread, O inhabitants of the land of Tema. For they have fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, from the press of battle. For thus the Lord said to me, within a year, according to the years of a hired worker, all the glory of Kedar will come to an end, and the remainder of the archers of the mighty men of the sons of Kedar will be few, for the Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.